The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:07 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Gosh, good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. Happy to be here, and we're going to be covering a lot of things today. We have some special guests. Dr. Danuka, of course, will be here in the 8 o'clock hour. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors this morning.
Cameron Middleton.
We're right back into the saddle.
That's right. So let's have Cameron. Hey, Cameron, good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning. Well, actually, Carl, markets are a bit mixed here to start the month of September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points to 17,067. The NASDAQ is up 10 points to 4,590. And the S&P 500 is flat at 2003. Oil is down $1.18 a barrel to 94.78. And gold is actually down $20.45 an ounce this morning to 1266. And silver down 27 cents an ounce to 1918. The 10-year Treasury is holding steady at 2.40%. And some of our most active stocks today, Bank of America up a penny to $16.10 a share. Apple up 79 cents to 103.27. And Intel is down 35 cents to 34.55. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Cameron. Thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. Give them a call at 243-7561 because they can tell you what's happening in Wall Street. They can take a look at your investments and help you with that. They're also great supporters of our community, our Wells Fargo Advisors, located on Park Marina Drive.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hi.
Bob, you started off really well this morning.
Good morning, Bob Belange. He's always at the helm. I think we threw a bunch of stuff at him. We do have a special caller calling in at 7:30. But Bob, how's it going for you?
We heard never try to move major appliances in 100 degree heat when you're already tired from a long weekend.
And then, you know what?
I heard something
about... But at least you're okay.
Did you say that hit the inside and crushed the inside of your car? And what?
Well, no. It's a cosmetic crease on the rear quarter panel.
I have several of those.
These minor things often when you take them to the body shop, they say, oh, no, you've got to...
Oh, my God.
It turns into major surgery.
That's major reconstruction surgery.
Got to get some nail polish out there.
Yeah. That's right. That's not just that's just not a buff and go.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Carl? Here it is Tuesday. We've already gone through, our Labor Day and yesterday. And I want to talk about the weather for a second, but also what's trending in the top five things.
Okay.
Five top items throughout the world. But first of all, it's going to be around 99 today. Currently 62 in the downtown studios. Very nice out. A little smoke still in the air, but it's going to be clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Tomorrow we have another hot day with around 96, mostly clear around 63. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, I really like to see sometimes, like, what you need to know that's happening on Tuesday. So, Carl, here's a couple things. See if it lights up your bulb.
Lights up my bulb. My bulb is not one of the brightest.
Is your bulb burning today?
My bulb has been a little bit dim since I got back. I'm trying to still arrange things.
No,
watch. I'm still being named in newspaper articles as the conservative radio
really?
Host. Yeah, anyway.
Again? I have to read that. Number one.
Yeah.
Report is 21 states don't meet emergency preparedness standards for kids. Number two, human trial for Ebola vaccine begins this week. Okay?
Okay.
Number three, captains prepare to announce Ryder Cup wild cards.
You know, that, and probably most people don't even know what that is unless you're a golfer. That's the Ryder's Cup. It's for golf.
These are the top five things that you're supposed to know that are happening in the world, by the way.
All right.
Number four, Detroit's bankruptcy battle begins.
Oh, that's a pretty large city for
it's
bankruptcy.
It's a high-stakes court battle.
Yep. Oh, there's billions of dollars.
To decide, determine the fate of the city's sweeping plan that would pay pensioners more than financial creditors, preserve the Detroit Institute of Arts, and slash more than $7 billion in debt. So we'll be watching that. Number five, first Amway coaches poll of the regular season is released today. Saw a lot of sports today, huh?
Well, frankly, again, you've got to be interested in football.
Week one of the college football season is in the books, and there should be some major shuffling when the first Amway coaches poll in the regular season is released Tuesday afternoon. That's today.
Are we sure this is Amway?
And, huh?
Amway?
Wait, no. Let's go back to, make me go back here. First Amway coaches.
I don't think it has to do with
it. Doesn't have to do with the Amway
marketing.
Yeah. No, okay.
Okay.
When the first Amway coaches poll of the regular season is released, Tuesday, okay. Florida State and Alabama, the top teams in the preseason ranking, and UCLA struggled in their victories, while number nine South Carolina fell at home to Texas A&M. That could send the Aggies surging up along with Georgia and LSU, which each had wins against ranked opponents.
Okay. Here's something. Okay. Are you
one more thing?
Okay. One more thing. Because I have something everybody needs
to know. Okay, this is huge, you guys, and we've been talking about this since we came back from the UK, Scotland, and Ireland.
Huge.
A new poll suggests that support for Scotland's independence movement, which, by the way, the world will be watching. This will affect the United States as well. It's going to affect everything. It'll have a ripple down effect. Excuse me. September 18th. A new poll suggests support for Scotland's independence movement has gained substantial ground with less than 3 weeks to go before a historic referendum that will determine the future composition of the United Kingdom.
Okay, now see, this is funny because just 2 days ago, I read where the no was going to win big time. It was ahead by 14 points.
The no means let's stay the way we are.
Stay the way we are. They've tried to do it before. And now you're but I saw that one also that said, hey, you know, it looks like it's gaining a lot of momentum here that they to become a free state. And they're talking about, well, wait a minute. Draw a parallel, if you can, between State of Jefferson and Scotland. No, I'm not reaching for this because I was looking at it. What they were saying is Scotland cannot stand on its own because it does not have the financial underpinning that the UK gives them. Scotland is saying, excuse me, but we've got all the gas and oil pipe. We've got all the gas and oil that you could possibly pump out of the North Sea within our territorial limits. And that all this money that's being pumped out of there is going to UK and we're not getting any back. So here is our money right there. The rest of the infrastructure just, you know, will fall into place. So it's interesting to see what's going to happen on this. And, it was a lot of people over there talking about yes. And we'd have guides on. That's Linda's computer going.
Sorry.
And we have guides there talking about it. I don't believe any one of them said, you know, neither one of them took sides on it. When they said, you know, they just talked about it. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, though, we've got a lot of things to talk about. At 7:30, we've got Bill Whalen coming on for like 15 minutes. He's out of the Hoover Institution. He's going to be talking politics, what's happening with the Democratic Party. Is football going to save the Democratic Party this September? We want to talk about you can't hunt. You can hunt, but you can't eat feral hogs in Germany. Why is that?
Why is that?
Well, I'm going to tell you as soon as we get back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
side. Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city. None more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Do you have brown eyes or blue eyes? Are you outgoing or shy? Turtle Bay Exploration Park wants to know, who are you? Find out in Identity, an exhibition of you. Over 25 different interactives explore your physical identity, help you find your personality type, and look at how you create your social identity. Identity is free with park admission. It's presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank, and supported by Shasta Pathology Associates. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
It's Carl and Linda Bach and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bach,
Hank.
Good morning, September the 2nd, 7:18 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts, your center for a healthy lifestyle located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center with an in-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to help you for free. Free water if you for purchases there, and ask them about that. I can't tell you enough about why Orchard Nutrition is just the place to shop if you want to live a healthier lifestyle. In fact, we're going down there today to buy our stuff for our juicing that we're doing. All right, I got a bunch of things. Obama approval rating reaches record low in California. For the first time since November 2011, Obama's approval rating in California has dipped below 50%. In the latest field poll, only 45% of California voters approve of the job Obama is doing, a five-point decline from June. Almost the same percentage, 43%, disapprove of the president's performance. The poll of 1,280 registered voters in California was conducted August 14th through the 28th. They were asked in six languages. Get this one. English, Spanish, Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, and Vietnamese. Can you believe that? The recent decline is a consequence of diminished support among groups of voters who have been among Obama's strongest supporters in prior polls. Okay. Now, that's nothing surprising. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. In fact, as far as Obama and executive orders on immigration, bypassing Congress and just issuing executive orders on that, 73% of all polled across the nation say Obama should work with Congress. 78% of the independents say that. 54% of the Democrats say that he should not just act unilaterally. He's got to work through Congress. 80%, now this is the important one, not that they all aren't important, 80% of the 18 to 24-year-olds want him to work with Congress. So that's his main, you know, those are people that really supported him. So what Obama's getting here is his polls are dropping dramatically throughout the United States on everything, even in California about the job he's doing. This thing with ISIS in the Middle East is just a mess. The immigration is a mess. And in the middle of this, when people are being killed and all these things are happening, he's not playing golf. People have said, you know what, has President Obama quit? Has he truly just kind of like, okay, I'm checking off the net. You know, I'll be here. I can sign a couple of things. Has it just finally been too much for him? You know, before you run a marathon, you train. You train and you train and you train and you run and you run and you run and you condition your body. Before you do anything, triathlons, football, baseball, well, maybe not so much baseball, football, you condition yourself for all these, for to be there for 2 hours, to be there for the long run. And marathoning is the best, you know, I can think of, is that you're conditioning yourself to be there for the whole time. President Obama never had to be there the whole time for long, extended periods of time. He never worked in the Senate a long time. He never worked as in a job running a company where he had to sign checks. He never had that kind of background. He just was not conditioned for 8 years of this. And I'm not saying, oh, hey, there's a good excuse for him. You know, because then you start hearing these things from Time Magazine. Nobody can be president and do a good job. Well, that's not true. That's not true. I thoroughly, thoroughly disagree with that. There are people out there that can be a good president. They surround themselves with good people, bipartisan good people. They just have to, you know, they do it that way. And then they go the distance. Is President Obama going to do it? Is he going to be able to go the distance here? All right. One of the things President Obama has done was he banned the importation of all AK-47s from Russia as part of the sanctions because of Ukraine. So, Bad Bob and Linda, what do you think happens when you ban the importation of AK-47s?
You buy them from China.
No.
Go to the black market.
No. Every AK-47 that's out there is buying them. They're buying seven or eight of them at a time. Can you believe that? He just emptied the market. President Obama is the best gun salesman in all of the world right now because every time he does something, it goes up. So all the AK-47s. And this is at the same time that a lot of the, Smith & Wesson and a lot of the others are saying the sporting rifles, so-called black rifles, they've got a kind of like there's a lot of them. There's too many on the market now because so many people are buying them. Now everybody's got one or two or three or four. And so they're not buying them in the quantities that they did. So they're going to slow down the production of that. Okay. I know I talked about why can't you, if you're in Germany and you want to go out and hunt a feral pig, why can't you eat it after you shoot it? Why can't you bring that home and have, Wiener Schnitzel and sausages with your beer.
Is it because they are owned by the government?
No.
Because there's lead in it?
No.
Because of the mushrooms?
No. Well, okay. Believe it or not, that has something to do with it. Okay. First of all, hunting feral pigs has gotten to be such a big thing. In the United States, hunting feral pigs it's just an explosion of wild pigs out there. And not only that, but Texas is paying you $5 to kill a pig, and they're letting them hunt them from helicopters.
I can't stand that.
But because there's so many of them, they're destroying crops
care.
And all
I can't
and all
stand
this.
The helicopter anyway. Kill. Okay. I think it's disgusting.
All right.
Go ahead.
In California, farmers are saying, hey, these things are worth $300 or $400 a piece. So they're just, they're selling range passes for that much to hunt them. But in Germany, wild boars in the region of Saxony, since 2012, any boar killed in the region of Saxony has to be tested for radioactivity.
Oh.
And they have found
glow-in-the-dark hogs.
They have found that a third of the hogs have so much radioactivity in them, they cannot be eaten. They are dangerous to be eaten.
Okay, so the region of Saxony
is 700 miles from Chernobyl.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Chernobyl was 28 years ago, 1986.
That's where the plume
kind
of fell.
The plume kind of came this way. Now, and you were right about mushrooms. The thing about mushrooms is that they hold radioactivity, and truffles hold radioactivity. So they're in there, so when they eat them, they absorb it into their body. And so a third of the ones tested have had way too much radiation for people to eat. Now, not only that, but once they've had them in their cars and everything and they've touched them, they've got to get rid of that stuff too. Not rid of the cars, but maybe other things. So the government's having to pay people for this. Anyway,
oh my
700,
goodness.
They're 700 miles from Chernobyl, 28 years ago, and they're saying this could go on for another 50 years.
On the other hand.
50 years of this radiation that escaped from Chernobyl and was worked its way down to Germany.
My mind flashes then to Japan and when the tidal wave happened.
Fukushima.
Yeah, about that.
Well, you know, I'm talking about the tidal wave recently, one that happened.
That
was Fukushima?
Yeah, and it went down into the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's spreading throughout the ocean, and it's going into their groundwater.
Big controversy right now about they're having to build a waste facility to gather up the topsoil and ashfall and stuff like that from the incident and store it in a safe place. The people there want it to go away. Well, the trouble is nobody else wants it either. So the government is a temporary measure building a storage facility for all this waste. But back to your pigs, on the other hand, with the radioactive hogs, there is an upside there. You can have candlelight dinner without the candles. The plate provides its own illumination.
This just is just, you know, this is that, this is the horrific.
You can use parts of it to light your way. Parts of pigs. This is my pig lanterns. You know, I got the pig's ears. I have pig's ears on sticks, and I can follow my way through the darkness. What?
I've seen it upside down.
No, this is a horrific part of what man's own nightmare of what man can implode on itself with this kind of situation. Okay. I mean, that just freaks me out.
Well, it's real easy to become Luddite over this and say no technology under any circumstances because it's all bad, but that's not the way to go either.
The thing with Chernobyl, though, was
it was a lousy plant.
It was a lousy plant.
We saw a lot of nuclear.
We had exactly the same incident happened at Three Mile Island, and nobody killed, nothing escaped into the atmosphere or anything.
That
we do know of, because we built a containment facility that Chernobyl didn't. And then what Chernobyl did was poured water onto it, and that was it. And it after that, the whole thing went apart.
We saw a lot of nuclear facilities in
France.
And not only in France, but in other areas that we were driving through. They look like Rancho Seco in Sacramento. We saw several little towers like that.
Well, nuclear power is safe. You know, you can talk about it, but it is safe. Just have to look at, for 30 years, we haven't had a new plant in over 30 years, probably closer to 40 now.
Quick thing I wanted to ask you about before we go to break. Story in the BBC this morning, one of the side effects of Scotland independence is that the only nuclear sub base that the English have is in Scotland, and that's where all the nukes are.
Where's that at?
I forget the name of the facility, but it's a major base, and the Brits have nowhere to put their subs and their various nuclear ordnance they're not going to store them in what amounts to a foreign country. So there's all these unintended consequences.
There's a lot of things that you've got to play out.
Die.
You know, there's a maybe, or maybe they'll let them. Maybe they'll just pay them. They'll have some kind of of a military commerce sharing or a military defense plan. This would be part of it, just sharing it. Don't move your nukes here. We're right here. You know, because there'll be, there'll be a common bond between them. They're not just going to absolutely cut it in half. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got,
Gasball Cowboys are in the house.
Well, they're going to be on at 7:45. And we're going to be talking to the Hoover Institution about politics on our update. On our national politics about Democrats and other things that are happening with football. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Honor Flight Northern California is currently seeking donations for Shasta County Community Flight. It is our intention to honor all those remaining World War II veterans in Shasta County with a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. Donation checks or money orders can be made out to Honor Flight Northern California. Call 357-3380 on where to send them or drop them off at Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue, Jones Fort on East Cypress Avenue, or New West Medical Incorporated on Churn Creek Road.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's September the 2nd and it's 62 degrees out there. I think it's warmer than that.
I'm going to check it out. But you know what we've got? You know what we have? We've got a hot day with 99. I don't know what it is. I guess maybe I'm acclimated to the Reading mentality. If it's under 100 degrees, I'm okay.
I do. I feel like it's cold. I feel like putting a little.
Well,
I bought myself a muffler when I was
muffler.
A little muffler thing. What do you call them? Scarves. A scarf to put around my neck. And I was looking for the different tartan clans of which I might join or become part of. But I found out every time I tried to buy one, somebody there would not let me buy it. They did not want me to be part of their clan. So I have the unknown clan. Which one is we have? Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction today. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI is going to provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic course. That's right. You don't have to have your gun or you want to use a they're going to train you on how to shoot, how to use it, and pass the test so that you can go down and talk to Sheriff Basinko's person so you can get your concealed carry. But you're going to be able to use their weapon free of charge if you sign up today or anytime soon. Give them a call at 999-1822. That's 530-999-1822. Or you can register online at readingccw.com. Okay. Today we have Bill Whalen from the Hoover Institution that's going to be talking to us about politics, and we're going to do this on a regular basis up through the election. So good morning, Bill.
Morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, I was looking at your blogs, and did I see something about the football and Democrats?
I wrote a piece for Fox News the other week about a confluence of sorts. And the confluence was the kickoff of the college football season, which is, of course, a big deal in the South. It's the second religion in the South, as they say. And the fact that you have Democrats scrambling for their lives in Senate races across the South. And so I put the two together and thought, you know, if I'm a Democrat and I'm running for my life down there, I'm going to wholly embrace college football. And as it turns out, there are several little nuances of college football in the South that actually apply to Senate races.
Okay, I got to hear this. All right. So how is this going to work?
Well, I mean, the first thing is every election cycle, some pointy head academic like myself talks about moving election day from Tuesday to Saturday. And there's a point. If you have it on the weekend, if you had to vote on the weekend, you probably get a better turnout than you would on a Tuesday. But guess what? If you voted on a Saturday, you're going to have people have to make a choice. Am I going to go stand in line to vote? Or am I going to go tailgate at the local football game? In the South, you know, next question. They're not going to dare do that. So issue number one. For Democrats, issue number two would be you look at senators across the South, and if there's one surrogate they're turning to, it's Bill Clinton. Barack Obama is a pariah for them in this election. But Bill Clinton is a reminder to Democrats of the past when there was such a thing as a moderate Democrat in the South. I would say forget that, and I would find people like Herschel Walker and campaign with them. You know, Herschel Walker, the former Georgia football great, still beloved in that part of the country. So embrace that. I would throw an Obama under the bus, and it wouldn't be Barack Obama. It would be Michelle Obama. And why? I would just go to college tailgates across the South and just point out that the last thing the country needs is the first lady is a lunch lady, and you guys go ahead and enjoy your fatty food and just, you know, dig in, if you will. So that's where I think college football and politics in the South intersect.
Yeah, get rid of that pulled pork there. Let me tell you right now, and those ribs. Get rid of those ribs. I want to see some lettuce on that table. Oh, that would be dangerous.
Exactly.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the Hoover Institute, since we're going to be having you call in monthly, and we really enjoy this. Give us a little synopsis.
The Hoover Institution is a think tank located on the campus of Stanford University. If you turn on a Stanford sporting event, a football game or a basketball game, and you see a shot of the campus, you see a tower, and that's the Hoover Institution. That's the Hoover Tower. It was created in 1919 by President Herbert Hoover, who was president of Stanford at one point as well. And Mr. Hoover had been involved in World War I in terms of famine relief for Western Europe after the war ended, and he came to the conclusion that America was now an international country, whether it liked it or not, and so he wanted to create a think tank where scholars could gather and start talking about world issues, but then also about local issues as well. He called it the Hoover Institution on War, Revolution, and Peace. Over the years, Hoover has widened its scope from world affairs into American affairs as well. We have a distinguished body of not just international scholars, but also economists, education experts, healthcare experts, and so forth. We're the home to George Shultz, the great distinguished Secretary of State, and someone else you may have heard of named Condoleezza Rice.
Well, you know, I think I've heard those two names, but I think also when you're looking at looking at the Hoover Tower, it's when Stanford football is playing. Now,
that is true. Yes.
Now, tell me that the rabid fans are not just down South. They're out there for Stanford, or are they? Are Stanford the kind that come in there and they have high tea before the game?
Well, tailgating is a little more elegant than I was going to say. A lot of other universities put it that way. It's a funny thing. I've been at Hoover for 15 years now. I came here in 1999. Uh-huh. And when I first got here, football was really kind of the bottom of the barrel in terms of Stanford sports. They had this big old stadium built in the 1920s, and they had a hard time filling it up unless Notre Dame came to town or Cal came across the bay. Now football is played in a very modern stadium, which they redid a few years ago. They rebuilt it in less than a year. It's a wonderful place to go see a game. It's a top 15, top 10 program, and good luck getting a ticket. So it's quite exciting to go to, and I just remind people who go to these games who are living in very special times to see the likes of Andrew Luck and people like that. Some of the football players actually come over to the Hoover Institution and intern and things like that, and they're very, very interesting young men. Curiously enough, in terms of the football team itself, there's a streak of conservatism, and it tends to be linemen, especially offensive linemen. They tend to be conservative for some reason. So it's,
I can understand that.
Love it.
No, I could understand why linemen, especially interior linemen, because they are a bulwark. They provide a stability. They've got to follow the rules. They've got to produce. And you can, you know, and a lot of times is you don't see what they're doing. While Andrew Luck is behind him as being the star, these guys are the foundation of his stardom. I can guess I can understand that.
I think that's a great way to look at it. I think maybe the conservative outlook is one of sweat equity, and you don't want to reward people falsely. And I think maybe if you're an offensive lineman where you don't get a lot of notoriety unless you commit a penalty, maybe that tends to make you a little more conservative.
Yeah. Okay, let's switch, even though I've really enjoyed this, because this is big, you know, football and starting and all that. What are you picking up on here in with ISIS and in the Middle East?
In terms of the elections,
are the people like saying, "Wait a minute, is this going to have an impact on the election?"
In terms of ISIS directly, not unless there is, God forbid, an event on our soil between now and the election. We certainly hope that doesn't happen. But I think what ISIS does tie into is a narrative, a very negative narrative against this president, and that's one of just, if not incompetence, inattention to his job. And I mean, if you're a Senate Democrat, especially the ones in the South who I referenced, and you are asked to, you know, praise the president, talk about what the president has done of a positive, you are challenged at this moment to talk about positive things. The president's signature accomplishment, of course, is Obamacare, which is a very complicated topic to talk about in these smaller, more conservative states where these Democrats are running. So then you get into a larger question of what else the president has done, which leads you into foreign policy. And are we better or worse off than we were, not just when he was re-elected 6 years ago, but just since the 2012 election? And I think what ISIS ties into is the question is just the president does not have control of the world stage right now, that he has ceded in many ways authority of world affairs to the likes of Vladimir Putin. We're getting pushed around. So I think that's where ISIS plays into things right now.
Is President Obama worn out?
It's an interesting question if he's worn out or he's just not as engaged as he should be or disinterested. It personally drives me crazy. In fact, George Bush used to drive me nuts about this, too, in this regard, in that he used to sort of criticize the job of the presidency and criticize Washington. My thinking is this. You're a politician. You live for this job. You've campaigned shamelessly, relentlessly for this job. You should just embrace it with just every bone in your body while you're in that office, because you'll never do anything that's fascinating. And yet Bush just did not have an interest in that regards, and Obama also just doesn't seem to have an interest as well. And where he doesn't seem interested is just in the job of being a president and working with Congress and, you know, schmoozing with members and wining and dining and cajoling them and, you know, working behind the scenes. He just seems disengaged, and both Republicans and Democrats alike complain about this. I don't know if it's his temperament, if he's just normally sort of an icy, distant guy or not, but you just watch him right now and you just wonder, you know, where's the passion in this job? You know, where's the fire in the belly? He just doesn't seem to have it.
Well, every little snippet that we've seen recently, and I made this comment to Carl this morning, is that our president comes across as a very angry, almost militant, if you will. And really, I've never heard a president bash the Republicans ever in my lifetime as this president. And really, I just think that our country is really in a place now where this election and what we have coming up in the next year is the crux of where America is going to be in the future.
Well, he may be facing a very interesting choice very soon. He is not going to get control of the House back. There's just nobody sees that happening in this election. If anything, Democrats may lose a few more seats. So the question is, can his party control the U.S. Senate, or do they lose that as well? If he's looking at an all-Republican Congress next January, he's going to have to make a basic calculation about his presidency, and that is, does he just go into full turtle mode? Does he just climb into his shell and do executive orders and not really try to do anything dramatic with Congress, just shut things down and let the next person come along in 2016 and figure things out? Or does he shift gears and try to find a way with work with Republicans at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue? My hope is that if he does lose the Senate, that it is a dash of cold water, that he recognizes that he's not really doing the presidency properly, that he does see an opportunity to do some common ground. Next time we talk, we can talk about what the two sides might have in common. But that he just sort of, you know, reengages in the last 2 years of his presidency. Otherwise, it's an awfully long time to be a long duck.
Yeah. We've only got Bill for like another minute or two, but this question came in. That has the lack of U.S. leadership emboldened Putin and the radicals?
I think you can probably go to the infamous line in the red line in Syria, at which point the president backed off doing anything in that theater, at which point I think Putin probably came to the conclusion that, you know, this guy is just not really, really a tough guy when you get down to it, and I can take advantage of the situation. And that's what you see with Putin. You see Putin being very bold in Ukraine. You've seen the Polish president, the president of Poland, expressing very deep concern about Russia basically wanting to recreate an empire. The Balkan states are uncomfortable, which is why you see the president going to Estonia soon. Putin feels emboldened right now. There's a lack of leadership. So I'm just wondering why this president has not hopped on a plane and gone to Europe to sit down with Angela Merkel and our quote-unquote European friends. I don't know why we're not sending weapons to Ukraine. We're sending there, food and underwear, I think, to fight the Russians.
Yeah, you know,
it's crazy.
This whole thing is, you know, at least for – anyway, I've got one last question because, you know, I know that we've got this thing scheduled for a certain thing. Book is Herbert Hoover's Secret History of the Second World War and Its Aftermath. It's called Freedom Betrayed. And it's by George Nash. The person that wrote this in just didn't know if you have read the book.
No, I've only seen snippets of it, but I encourage people to look into that and just Hoover in general. Most people just know about Hoover as the fellow who was a president during the Great Depression, preceded by Roosevelt, but Hoover had a very long and very colorful life, constantly going back at the service of his country at the behest of president after World War One, at the request of Harry Truman after World War II. A man very much engaged on the world stage.
Okay. Hey, our guest has been Bill Whalen, who is with the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. And once a month, he's going to be with us for about this period of time, and we're going to talk about different aspects, what's going on in society up through the elections. And we really appreciate this, Bill.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here with our buddies from we're going to go from Stanford University Hoover Institution to the Asphalt Cowboys.
And
tell me this isn't an eclectic radio station.
Like there's such a huge difference.
Yeehaw.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, "Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain." Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on your AM dial. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River. Don't forget that October 2nd, I want you to mark your calendars because I'll be out there with Pat Karch and Bruce Kalin. And Bobby Veramendi's, we are calling it Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. We're going into the Elements Lounge and we're turning it into the old vibe of yesteryear. White tablecloths, candlelight, just like, wow. This is a place that the girls and the guys can come out, dress to the nines, feel sexy. This is going to be hot. And Wind River, I love the fact that Wind River's really looking to push the envelope, break out, do some new things. So thank you for coming together with me. And October 2nd, it will be from 7 to 9 p.m.
We expect our next guest to be there with all of his friends, perhaps with the green tie on, but not the yellow shirt. Barry Weisswasser is with us, of course, from the Asphalt Cowboys.
The men in yellow.
62nd annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, tell us about what's happening. It's at the Lake Redding Park this Sunday.
This Sunday, the 62nd annual Asphalt Cowboy Community Barbecue.
From 11 to 6.
Yes.
11 to 6.
So that's perfect time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got all day.
There's football going on, so you can come in, buy the food, and race home.
That's right.
Because as we heard, if you can't, you know, if you got football on, you don't want to waste things like by cooking.
Oh, absolutely not. Unless it's like pregame and the hors d'oeuvres and appetizers.
You have more than just a tri-tip, you know, for people who are maybe not wanting to, you know, they're changing their diet or something. You've got chicken.
Yes, tri-tip, chicken. We have our cowboy beans. Coleslaw and garlic bread.
Every time I think of the Asphalt Cowboys, cowboy beans, I think of Blazing Saddles. And I think of Barry and all you guys out there, with the Asphalt Cowboys sitting around the old fire.
Oh yeah, afterwards. We do that. We do that every Wednesday night.
Okay, so it's $8 if you buy it the day of the barbecue. You can't go out and buy a tri-tip sandwich and beans anywhere for $8. So, you know, and you do tend to get some lines there. So what's the time that to tell our listeners that isn't the biggest line of the day?
During the football game, there's not too much in the way of lines.
Okay, now look, we have two tickets to the Redding Asphalt Cowboys 62nd Annual Community Barbecue and Auction, Sunday, September 7th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So the first person that calls 605-4567 gets two tickets to the community barbecue and auction.
Now we're trying to bring more people into the park.
Yes, obviously, with the live auction.
We have the drive-through, of course, which is the largest drive-through in the universe.
It is.
We serve so many people in that period of time.
I mean, it's like, 46,000?
Well, close. Maybe 4,600.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, you have with your live auction that day, just in case, you know, just to share with listeners, you have a houseboat, Packers Bay houseboat, that's going to be one of the auction items.
That's what I understand. We also, in order to bring more people in, we're having a wine tasting.
Mm.
And we're having live music by Nathan Thomas Hutt, who is with Cattle Rocket. Last year he did a solo, and he'll do it again this year. And he's a
we know Cattle Rocket.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they used to be called something else.
Yes, then they, Nathan Thomas Band.
Yeah, and then they cool. went to be Cattle Rocket, which is kind of cool. It's country plus.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Nathan's got a great voice. He's a good guitarist and very entertaining.
So you want people to hang around from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. for the live auction and the music?
Oh, absolutely. Plus, we're going to have some vendors in this year selling various of their wares, crafts, maybe fresh vegetables and so forth. So come on in, go to the park and enjoy it. We'll have beer and wine and soda and ice cream for sale. And it's just a great day.
This is probably a time to take your little blanket and get your tri-tip sandwich and all your stuff and pull a blanket out and get under a tree and enjoy it. Support the community by supporting the Asphalt Cowboys and listen to some great music. Maybe even bring some folding chairs.
Oh well, we have all the tables and chairs down there.
Oh well, fabulous! Oh, yeah. That's
so
nice.
You just come in and grab your meal and just sit down and enjoy yourself.
Right. Absolutely.
Now the live auction. Do you buy tickets? How do you do? How are we doing a live auction?
No, we when we're out selling tickets, the Asphalt Cowboys, we'll ask for items donated to our auction, and so a lot of people around town will give us things, you know, donate things for our auction, and we'll also go out and buy different items, and people just come in. We'll have seating right out in front. People can view all the items before the auction and then bid on them at, you know.
Oh, you bid on them. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you're raising a paddle.
Or a hand. Or just yelling.
Well, listen, you know what? This is what I like about the Cowboys.
Can we shoot in the air?
That's just, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
High five it and say, yeah, you bid. Boop, boop, whatever that is. Boop. Yeah.
Do what? And what sound did that chicken make, huh? What sound did that chicken make? Come on. The one that lived underneath the house.
Oh, you get me every time. Never mind. But anyway, okay. So the Asphalt Cowboys this Sunday, this is a fabulous event. You're expanding on this and love the fact that you're doing this live auction from 1 to 3. And what are you laughing at?
I just love you. I just love you. You know what? You can take anything.
Oh, is that Southern, like, bless your heart?
No, it's not like bless your heart.
That covers a lot of stuff there.
Picking heart.
Yep, that covers a lot of stuff there.
Because you're here. I mean, you're all fired up about this, as you should be, because this is, you know, the money goes to a good cause. They're having their live auction from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. You can sit out there. You can, you know, Barry can't tell us what especially is out there that we're going to bid on. But who cares?
There is a houseboat from...
Do you have beer out there too, Barry?
Packers
houseboat.
We do have
beer.
Oh, we do have beer.
Okay. Wine. And then again, the wine tasting. Mm. And so, I mean, you know, if you think you want to drive through but you have a little bit of time, come on, park and
I say
enjoy
tape the game.
No kidding.
Tape the game
just
and
don't
go
talk
here.
To anybody about it.
Tape the game and come play.
No, I'll be there at about 4:30 Sunday morning. We'll start the barbecues about then. Start cooking tri-tip about 6. So if you want to come out early, feel free.
All right. Sounds excellent. Okay, barbecue, 62nd. I can't even believe that.
62nd annual Asphalt Cowboys community barbecue.
62nd annual.
I was not at the first one.
I would say.
That's because you'd been drafted, right? Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Barry. Okay.
Thank you.
We talked about this. What else is going on with the Cowboys? We got another minute left.
Well, you know, we are just doing a few small activities between now and the end of the year. So not a heck of a lot. After the barbecue, we'll go dark, as we call it, and there won't be any formal meetings. However, there will be some camaraderie going on.
Of course. The clubhouse is open.
Is the clubhouse
24/7, 365.
You all have your special keys, I'm sure.
Okay, everybody.
Oh, I love it.
On this Sunday, head on out to the Lake Rating Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Barbecue, $7 pre-sale. How do you get the pre-sale tickets?
Call me.
Who won the tickets, Bob?
George,
congratulations. We got those tickets.
Congratulations to George.
Okay. Yeah.
George,
just
come on down to 1326 Market Street here, buddy, and pick them up. So
you can
just
call the clubhouse.
Okay, what's the number down there?
244-1117.
Okay, and also, don't you have awards for the most obscene message left on that?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so what's that number again?
244-1117.
You can win a couple of tickets with the most obscene message, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll make sure of it.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, by the way, on 9/11, we will be up at the flag, the giant flag in Bocelli, doing a live remote that morning. We encourage you to come by and say hello Trish will be up there with Carl and the whole KCNR gang. And please come on up and say hello on that day, thinking of 9/11.
Hey, when we come back, we've got Dr. Paju Stanuka. We're going to be talking immigration. We're going to be talking about Obamacare and also national health care in England. What does that have to do with ours? Well, you're going to find out. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says efforts must be made to solve the crisis in Ukraine.
We must prevent the further evolution of this development of this situation into a very fragile, more fragile situation.
Ukraine says it's now facing the task of waging war with the Russian army, not just the pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. A spokesman for Ukraine's National Security Council says Russian military forces have been spotted in both of the major cities in eastern Ukraine that are currently in rebel hands. Also at SRNNews.com, Amnesty International has accused the militant Islamic State group of carrying out a systemic campaign of mass killings, abductions, and ethnic cleansing in northern Iraq that could amount to war crimes. Amnesty International spokeswoman Donatella Rivera says these ethnic minorities have been in northern Iraq for many generations.
These are communities that have lived in the area for hundreds, for some of them thousands of years, who've now been forced out.
The Islamic State group fighters have expelled Christians, Shiites, Yazidis, and others from their homes. Former House Majority Leader Eric Cantor now has a new job.
Vice Chairman and Managing Director of the global investment bank Moelis & Company. Cantor will earn $400,000 a year in addition to the $1.4 million in cash and stocks awarded to him. Interestingly, Cantor's agreement reportedly includes a clause that allows him to leave after 2 years without penalty to get back into government or political work.
SRN News correspondent Wally Hines. U.S. home prices rose in July, but at a slower rate compared with earlier this year. Real estate provider CoreLogic says prices rose 7.4%. This is SRN News.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
It has happened again. A young child dies after being left in for an extended period of time in a hot vehicle.
This time it happened in Roanoke, Virginia. Police say the 2-year-old girl was left in a van on a day when temperatures hit 90 degrees, according to the National Weather Service. Police say their preliminary investigation indicates a parent accidentally left the child in a car seat in the van, which was parked in the driveway of a home.
SRN's Rich Thomason says police are not discussing the cause of death or whether anyone will face charges. Lawyers for Detroit are trying to convince a judge at the city's bankruptcy trial today that it plans to wipe out billions of dollars in debt and that plan should be approved. The trial begins in federal court and comes just over 13 months after Detroit became the largest U.S. city to file for bankruptcy protection. This is SRN News. Dollar General is boosting its bid for rival Family Dollar to approximately $9.1 billion.
Dollar General says it's now willing to more than double the number of stores it would shed to avoid trouble with regulators. The company says it will now divest 1,500 stores to steer clear of antitrust issues. That's up from the 700 stores it previously said it would divest. Dollar General has also agreed to pay a $500 million reverse breakup fee to Family Dollar if the deal encounters antitrust roadblocks.
SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Halliburton has agreed to pay $1.1 billion to settle a substantial portion of claims arising from the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Halliburton was BP's cement contractor on the drilling rig that exploded in the Gulf. 11 workers were killed. The explosion triggered the largest offshore oil spill in U.S. history. The settlement is still subject to court approval. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, of course, is September 2nd, Tuesday, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR.
Got a lot of air in there, Gear.
1460.com. Yeah, I know. I'm full of hot air. Gosh. Hey, good morning, honey.
Good morning. And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors this morning with Cameron Middleton. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, Linda, markets are actually up this morning as Wall Street focuses on some new positive manufacturing data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 8 points to 17106. The NASDAQ up 17 points to 4597. And the S&P 500 up a point to 2004. Oil is down $1.39 a barrel to 94.58. Gold continuing its slide down $23.08 an ounce to 1264. While the silver is down 29 cents an ounce to 1916. The 10-year Treasury is yielding 2.41% this morning, and some advancing stocks, Tesla, up $12.43 a share to 282.14. Norwegian Cruise Lines up $3.50 a share to 36.79, and Novartis up $3.60 a share to 93.44. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Cameron, did you really say Norwegian Cruise Lines?
Norwegian Cruise Lines is up $3.50 a share this morning, about 10%. So
I know I can't ask you. I know I can't ask you why, because it's not fair.
There's been one of the better cruise lines we've seen increases in a while. Actually, most of it is on the fact they are planning on talks to acquire Prestige Cruise Lines for about $3 billion.
Yeah, I just saw that. There's a big merger. Wow. There's a big merger with Regent and, Norwegian, and there's three lines that we know of that are all merging. They're going to buy them out.
Another reason to be talking to our friends.
Yes, Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-756-7561 and our Park Marina Drive. So thank you, Cameron.
Okay.
Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, good morning on this Tuesday, the day after Labor Day. And we've got a lot of events going on as usual. Reading is full of spectacular events. Going to be hot today with temperatures around 99. Clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Looking at the forecast through Wednesday and Thursday, we're both up in the 96, 95 area, not in the triple digits yet. Mostly clear in the evenings as well in the low 60s. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's great to be, it's very cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Give them a call at 365-3793, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Hey, it's going to be up 99 a day, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his associates have been serving the North State for over 20 years. If you've got an emergency, they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Martin and his people have come through our house several times and done just outstanding work. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right. Our guest today is Dr. Paius Dunuka with our monthly update with the good doctor. We very rarely talk medicine. just the after effects of Obamacare and immigration. And you've really got fired up about immigration here, too.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Now, good morning, I have to read this to you because I know that you've got all your notes here for immigration and things we said we're going to talk about. But I brought something back from England just for you.
Souvenir.
A souvenir. And here
front
it is.
Page, isn't it?
No, it's page 18. This is a British paper. And even though Silas Lyons doesn't listen to us every day, I really brought this back for Silas to show him what a paper looks like.
it's actually like not more of a new – it's more of a – what would you call it?
Tabloid?
Like a
tabloid type thing?
It's kind of a tabloid-ish.
But it's kind of like – I don't know if
like
this just
book.
Comes out.
It's a book paper. Well, there's a name for that.
There's a – well, no, but it comes out, I think, every day. And
it's called The Independent.
Anyway.
It has a lot of 900 numbers.
cancer patients denied early access to drug. Thousands of terminally ill prostate cancer patients in England will be denied early access to a drug which can both extend life and reduce pain after the medicines watchdog ruled it would be too expensive for the National Health Service. This decision was a fiasco and a kick in the teeth for men with advanced prostate cancer, according to the Prostate Cancer UK. And NICE's decision comes just a week after it had decided not to recommend the breast cancer drug for cost reasons. Are we going there?
We are almost there.
Are we almost there?
Yep.
The government's doing it?
Absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
So National Health Services in the UK is held as an example by the promoters of single health payer and socialized health system in this country. NHS in UK is known to ration for a long time. This is not the only incidence. Right. This is not the new. In past, they have denied the coverage for blindness caused by macular degeneration, which is a condition which affects, it's uncommon, but when it affects, it has a serious effect on the people's sight, and some of the new medications are extremely useful, but they were denied because of the cost. What's happening in US now is we had this managed care in 90s, which didn't succeed because people were really revolted by this idea of rationing. Now they are bringing the same thing in just new bottle. So old wine in a new bottle under Obamacare or under healthcare home or accountable care organization. Whole purpose of these things is how to control the cost and how to control, more importantly, how to control the treatment, because without controlling the treatment, they cannot control the cost. Here's the problem, Carl and Linda. The problem is our politicians love to promise everything. If any business did what the politicians did, they will be sued and prosecuted for false marketing and false advertising. They are promising us everything under the sun and the moon, that they will take care of us from cradle to grave forever without us pitching in at all. And not only that, they're also promising that they will make us all happy. They'll also make us all equally rich. And they'll all take care of our health forever. That promise cannot be kept. They know this, we know this, everyone knows this, that it's impossible to do that, especially when there is no stake for the people who are taking care of the patients, that is physicians or providers, and if there is no stake in it for the patients themselves to control the cost. So what's happening now is, I'll give you an example. There's a new medication came up for hepatitis C. It's called Sovaldi. Excellent medications. It has revolutionized the treatment. Hepatitis C is a major problem in the country, causes liver failure, needs liver transplant. The new medication has cut down the treatment to 12 weeks, treatment rates, success rates have gone from 50% to 95% and without any side effects. Problem? Drug costs $84,000 for 12 weeks treatment. It's a one pill a day, $1,000. In my opinion, it's worth it. Why? Because it reduces the cost on the back end, because it reduces the risk of cirrhosis, liver failure, and other options are equally expensive. However, government has decided that we can't do this for everyone. So, give you an example. I sent you this article yesterday from Illinois, Democratic state of Illinois. Medicaid there refused to cover Sovaldi for most of the patients. And in this interview, the medical director of Illinois Medicaid argues that, oh, this study did not include minority patients so much, and most of our patients are minorities, so we don't want to cover for everyone. Now, imagine, this is coming from Democratic state, Democratic government, which...
Democratic-controlled government in Chicago, right.
Which benefits from mostly from minority votes. Same thing is happening in cancer treatment in the country. The physicians have been regulated so much that what they can or cannot prescribe, they cannot use their own judgment, because whosoever controls the money controls the decision. So they're constantly being told that you can't give these medications. For example, if you're going to give the medications for increasing the blood count in a cancer chemotherapy patient, oh, you can't do that nowadays. Extremely restricted. If you want to give blood to someone with anemia, it has become such a difficult thing that your hemoglobin has to be half of the normal or less than half of the normal. And now they're coming down to, it has to be less than almost 35% or 40% of the normal.
But who's making these rules? Insurance companies?
Most of these rules come first from Medicare.
Okay.
And then are adopted by the insurance companies.
Okay, so the rule comes from Medicare, which is
most of the times. Right?
Most of the time.
Because 60-70% of market, 70% of market healthcare today is controlled by the government.
Okay.
When we come back, does it make it more appealing with this kind of information to think about going to boutique doctors?
I will answer the question.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10.
We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:20 in the morning, 68 degrees. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're just playing Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin.
Alvin, that's what I'm saying.
On the contrary, that's the original by David Seville.
Oh, thank you for that little...
That wasn't Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No, this was the... Alvin and the Chipmunks did a cover. This is the original version.
Oh, this is really from the television...
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, it's not just the great coffee and all the different drinks they have at Espresso Joe's. You can walk next door to the tobacco side of it, but they also have e-cigs, any type of flavors, anything you could possibly want with e-cigs. And then they have walk into their humidor, which is just an outstanding event by itself. Tobacco and Brew, veterans always get discounts there, and Tobacco and Brew have supported our community in about 1,000 different ways every year. I can't say enough about them, Joe and Shelley. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and a question came in, and Dr. Dhanuka, who is I admire for a variety of reasons. One, he loves his country. And here's a man that put his you know what? He chose to be here. And he loves his country, but he also sees his country going in a direction that a lot of us see going, oh, this is not the way we want it to be going. But he also does things like he helps the VA. Stood up and said, yeah, I'm going to go down. And he helped with the VA getting them back online when it came to internal medicine and things like this.
Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you so much. He goes to so many community events. You and your wife have become part of our community, and we frankly are very happy that we're all friends and that we see you the way we do.
Well, we had two questions, one of which were before we go to the chat pack, before we took our break, we talked about what it is to go into the direction of boutiques, boutique doctors.
It's a good, I think it's a good free market experiment. And I think it's wonderful that people come up with this idea and some people want to follow it. Only thing is it doesn't release you from the cost which you have to pay for medications, tests, as well as a physician's visits on top of the initial visits.
Plus insurance if you're not in that insurance area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because basically what the structure generally does is that you pay an extra fees to get in a timely fashion and to get doctor's attention for a longer time. But you still have to pay, or the insurance has to pay the basic fees for everything else. So it's not a solution which most people can afford. Very few people can afford that.
It's kind of like going into the red carpet area of the airport.
Right. So the thing is,
if you bought the premier ticket.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like that. But I personally kind of like that feeling.
So it's awesome. If you can afford it, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. But how many of us can afford that?
Yes, exactly.
So, the problem right now is 70-80% of the healthcare is controlled by the government, and they're trying to take over the rest of the 30% or so what just left.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they do that is by destroying the small practices, by intentionally squeezing the physicians or the small providers of healthcare services by putting regulations on them, number one. Number two, by threatening them. Number three, by incentivizing them to cut costs.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas they can be seen as helping the people, but they squeeze the small practices in the physicians or the providers to reduce the cost by cutting the care. That's the reality.
And here's that's the problem. Here's the question. Did he say 50% of the rules and requirements, i.e. meds, giving blood, et cetera, are made by the government? In other words, you said something about this came out of Medicaid or Medicare, and then it kind of rolled downhill.
Gotcha. So we were talking about the blood transfusion, and 50% word I use that nowadays the requirement is you can't transfuse anyone unless they are less in blood count by at least 50%.
Okay.
Or maybe even worse. But what they're talking about, the question is about of all the rules making, how much does the government make? Government makes pretty much all the rules. And most of the insurance companies follow those rules. It's not just 50%. Almost 100% of the rules come from Washington nowadays.
Okay. And then it's we go back into the, as you said, your wife was just, who's also, of course, she is a well-known physician.
Oncologist.
Also an oncologist. She was just back in a conference. And what was the title of this, of this conference?
So this is a medical conference for cancer treatment to learn the latest developments in that. And one of the major topics which dominated the conference there, she told me, was social responsibility of physicians to cut cost.
Social responsibility of physicians to cut cost.
So what they're saying is you don't only have to treat your patients individually, but you have to think that how will this treatment affect the overall cost of the patient. Overall cost of the community and the society. So you have to strike a balance between an individual patient's care and the cost for the country. Wait, that is a very dangerous argument in my opinion, because when I go to a physician to be treated or get my family member, I would want my physician to have one and only one thing in mind, how to get me better.
What if you're 70-ish and you have all of a sudden developed some kind of cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Then we start to get into, do I spend the same amount on this individual because maybe they only have this many years left, as opposed to somebody who is 30 with the same diagnosis?
This is very interesting, because Ezekiel Emanuel, who's the brother of Rahm Emanuel, he is a big shot in the National Institute of Health, and he wrote an article about that how should we allocate the money to different people. And he came up with a curve, a graph, which I call a Reaper curve, because he mentioned in that how society should spend less money on some people because they're not worth it. Because it's a utilitarian argument, because they don't return us so much. So in his opinion, children have not had much experience and learning, and they don't produce so much. So we should spend less on children or very old and more on the middle age or young productive people. That's coming an argument from a socialist, from a utilitarian point of view. I think that's a very dangerous argument, which would be something akin to what Hitler's regime would have made.
Well, this kind of thing is, then if you can just take it out then further.
Exactly.
All right, now, because we have so few medical providers anymore, because this is going in that direction, or so few seats or beds, then these people right here won't be treated at all.
Yeah, and doesn't that
we'll just give them drugs to make them be quiet and die.
And you see, extend that argument. Tomorrow, the argument will be a congressman or a senator or a bureaucrat is more worth to the society than a janitor. So we should really take care of these guys first before we take care of every citizen. Is that what we want to be? Is that a moral society? Is that the principle of our culture? Is that the soul of America? I am really worried that we are reaching there slowly and slowly. But once a point reaches, it will become a tipping point, and we will crash there quickly.
Well, it's a world of elitism is where we're heading.
Yes.
And, I mean, you know, people talk about, the wealthy get wealthier and the poor get poor. Yeah. You know, it's the bottom line, though, is, and before we take our break, is that if you're going to do medical care based on your worth to society and your worth to, for the overall good of society, when you start making those decisions, you right there have made a huge decision on, and you're absolutely right. Do we really want to go there? Because if that's the case, then infants and children under the age of five, they are the future of our society, but how many of these do we really need? Because, see, then exactly. You tie it into population control and being able to use the assets and these kind of things. And then when at a certain age, hey, look, you've had a good life, but frankly, you're 80 years old.
But scary part is this guy, Ezekiel Emanuel, was one of the chief advisors for Obamacare.
Wow. That's true. He was, and he wrote a lot of things there. And plus the fact that Rahm Emanuel, who was chief of staff for Obama. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Duduk, and now we're going to be talking immigration, though, and or lack of that policy, and some statistics I found today. I don't know if you heard me talking about it, but what people think about him acting on his own. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, what was something in my head? I couldn't escape the memory of the phone call and of what you said.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids
from all the way back in 1959 when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
where the meatballs are as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 68 degrees. A little smoky outside, as you know. It's going to be hot. Temperature's around 98 today. Wow. That's making my pulse pop. This is the kind of stuff you heard all over Europe. Just great. Woo. Fantastic. Our guest this morning is Piyush Duduk, Dr. Duduk. But this portion of the show, before we get going there, is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I'm heading down there today, 2463 Athens Avenue, right across from the subway. Let me tell you, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. Oorah. Cypress Square Barbershop. There is no such thing as appointments. Just walk in there and sit down and have the time of your life. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway on Athens Avenue. Our guest, Dr. Paige DeNuca, and we were talking healthcare, and now we want to move on to immigration, because that's one of your favorite subjects lately.
That's quite a switch.
Oh, you have a graphic.
And I'll tell you why it's the same.
Do you have a graphic?
It's because, again, it is the government who can be making decisions. In this case, we just had a gentleman on from the Hoover Institution, Bill Whalen, when I asked him the question, is Obama checked off the net? Is he just tired? And, you know, we had likened it to training for a marathon that, you know, he wasn't trained to do this in the sense of being able to day in, day out, all this pressure, because he hasn't had to be. He's never been in that type of situation. And he said, well, he just thinks he's just kind of like waiting to see what happens with these elections and then turtling up, if he has a Republican Congress. But he's got to learn to deal with people. But frankly, he hasn't made any decisions on immigration. He hasn't made any decisions in the Middle East. He hasn't made – I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The things he doesn't do – I mean, he plays golf.
It's interesting to hear every day, President has not made a decision yet on ISIS.
We have no strategy. When he said that, the whole country just went, oh.
Man. Yeah. So, well, we want to talk about immigration, and I'm an immigrant myself, and I have a deep gratitude to this country. I have been able to accomplish many things which I wouldn't have even dreamt of accomplishing unless I came to this country, and the credit belongs to United States of America. Because it gave me the opportunity and the freedom to do that and achieve that. So I just want to put a few things in perspective. Mostly I want to talk about illegal immigration, because that's the problem we have right now. But just to put the things in perspective, America takes more immigrants from the rest of the world than any other country in this world. It takes almost 1 million people every year.
Legally.
Legally. Of those 1 million people, only 150,000 are accepted based on employment preference. That is, their skills are required, are in short supply in this country. Only 150,000. Rest of the 85% are based on either the family-based immigration or based on refugee, asylum, and diversity. So we don't need to feel bad about being inhumane that if we make our immigration policies more strict or immigration policies more in tune to our economic realities. Because when they say that anyone who opposes illegal immigration is inhumane, you have to remind them a couple of things. Let's talk about illegal immigration then. Number one, it's illegal. That's why we call it illegal, right? That means we are not following the rule of law. And if the law is applied inconsistently, if law is applied according to the wish and whims and fancy of the administration, then why will anyone else follow the law? And if you do this in one domain, won't you break down the law in every other domain too? Why is it acceptable to break the immigration law, but it is not acceptable to break the traffic law? Or to break any other law. That's the very definition of corruption. Because most important thing for law and order is consistent application. Right now, we have so many regulations, so many laws, probably there must be in millions. But we are applying them inconsistently. What we need is less number of laws, but more consistent application. So that's the first problem with illegal immigration. Right there, it should not be accepted. Second, influx of illegal immigration also allows the country to open the border for its enemies. If we cannot account for illegal immigrants, how can we know whether terrorists are coming in or our enemies are coming in or not? And how can we track that? The other problem with the illegal immigration right now is, right now we have almost 500,000 plus illegal immigration every year in the country. 50,000 or so of that only in California. We have 12 million or so immigrants who are illegally in this country, 3 to 4 million in California alone. You have to consider the economic cost of that. I feel, I would rather prefer that we don't have national borders. Great, perfect. But then we need to have that throughout the world. If we are accepting people from other countries, and if we are held responsible for taking care of Mexico or Central America and improve their conditions, don't you think that we need to have the access to their economic and political resources too?
So in other words, if you want us to take care of your people, then fine, we want your oil fields.
Then we want to be a part of us.
Yeah, we want you to be, we want you to help pay for this.
What's in it for us? Well, we take care of your people, but what are you doing for us?
Exactly. Yeah. You can't have just us take the burden and not have the access to those resources and markets.
Because eventually we crack.
Eventually we crack. So this couple of things I wanted to mention here was When you say that, okay, you're not accepting these poor children coming from Central America, people forget there are poor children in the rest of the world too. How about people in Asia? How about people in Africa? Why shouldn't we accept them then?
We want to talk poor people. What about India?
What about Africa, which is
in Africa, which is even worse.
Bangladesh? Why not?
Yeah.
So, are we going to accept all of them? The reality is this. Right now, if you want to come to this country legally, it's more difficult for you. But if you want to come to this country illegally, it's easier for you. I have had examples. My sister wanted to visit me once. And I actually, just for a short time, works there in India and everything. And I filed a bond. I filed a notarized, sworn affidavit that I'll take care of it for a couple of weeks. And if ever she becomes a public burden, it's from my pocket. She was denied visa. There are examples where people want to come to this country to study and pay the tuitions, full tuitions, in California, uh-huh. And they're denied visa. But we have the illegal people coming in. Now, in California especially, we have so much benefits for that. So, let's see. Several states allow the students to take the higher college admission courses for in-state tuition. In California, that amounts to, in a UC, approximately $30,000-$33,000 or so cost per year.
Even though they're here illegally.
Illegally.
Right.
But if somebody else from Nevada wants to come, citizen, and study in California, he has to pay almost twice of that.
Right.
Is that fair?
No, it's skewed. Completely.
So, of course it's not fair. And not only that, but you're here illegally, you can get scholarship help.
I'm coming to that.
Oh, okay.
Now, not only that, they passed this what they call DREAM Act in California. So now they are – these – illegal students are eligible for tuition subsidies, waiver program, grants, scholarships, all from public money. What is my fault? What is my kid's fault that he or she cannot get a scholarship or a tuition break when we have paid the taxes, when we have been part of this community legally for a long time, or citizens who are born and brought up here? Why can't they get the same benefit, but an illegal person can get it? The cost of this to California economy is almost $25 billion per year, including the education cost and the healthcare cost. And let's talk about healthcare also. They say that, okay, they don't have insurance, but if you go to emergency room, you get all the care which you need. And most of the people are able to get emergency Medi-Cal, even if they're not eligible for it. How about the food stamps? How about the subsidized housing? It's amazing that we are throwing all the benefits on people who are breaking the law. And again, let me just come back to this, that I'm not saying they're bad people. A lot of them are hardworking people. And in fact, I would prefer a person who's hardworking for his family compared to a person who's lazy, even if this person is a U.S. citizen.
Yes, I agree.
Or he's just doing drugs and he's lazy on benefits. Mm-hmm. I have more problem with that person compared to an illegal person who's working his butt off or her butt off to mm-hmm. rear up his children. Mm-hmm. My problem is that, number one, you follow the law. And president just can't make an excuse to say, I will act unilaterally. Yesterday he talked about immigration rights. That's not a civil right. Is that what we are coming to? The second thing I have a problem is that you should not provide free benefit to people unless they're working hard for it. Or in a rare situation for children or for pregnant women, as we've discussed earlier, you can do that, but not to everybody else. And that's what is attracting all the illegal immigration, especially to California. So that is a big problem we have, and we are turning a blind eye to this. The problem is, if anyone says something, they're called inhumane or racist. So I want people to understand that if you have the borders, you must respect them. Or, I have offered the solution earlier, maybe we should take over Mexico and Central America all the way to Panama Canal and call it another states of United States of America. Let's do that. And then there won't be any border problem.
The state of Juan. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and what he's talking about is that if you're going to come in and use our assets, you're going to have us take care of your people, then you need to also share in the burden. And how do we do that? Well, why don't you let us share in your economy? We can actually boost your economy by using our technology and your people to work. Maybe, and then if we boost your economy, your people will stay there.
Well, I think in this presidency, too, it's like what we're seeing and the message that's going out is that it's cool to break the law. And
yes, exactly.
That's what's happening,
that's
where
problem.
It's, you know, the thug mentality. It is not cool to break the law. We are starting to numb ourselves what it is. Maybe, oh, you're illegal. Come on over here and we'll take care of you. And that, well, why not fall over the border? Fall over the border and let them take care of me.
Yes.
We need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. If you're looking for a gun, either whether it's a pistol or a rifle, John Bastiani has it, ammunition, everything at fair prices, gunsmithing that is outstanding. John Bastiani, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, October 2nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bot. I'll be at the mic singing my heart out. Dining, dancing, and a night to make memories. October 2nd in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. It's starting to cool off in the mountains, so fill up those kerosene tanks before the price goes up. We'd like to remind all of our customers that we are CFN fleet-wide card locks at all of our locations, and Visa MasterCard will also be used 24/7. If you want to apply for credit online, it's northernlightsenergyinc.com. And don't forget to use the Pay Forward account. Labor Day is not far off, so come on in and fill up on the ethanol-free 93 for all those weed eaters and lawnmowers. And also, gather up the empty barbecue bottles and stop in and see Gary. With fires dying down a little bit now, it's a great time to gather up the kids and head to the Intermountain Fair in MacArthur. The Junior Livestock Sale is on Monday after the breakfast, so come early and support our local 4-H and FFA kids. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading, and delivered to just about everywhere. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is Tuesday, September the 2nd, 8:49 in the morning, 68 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst can assist you. Call Jeff at 241-8373, veteran-owned business, or stop by 3208 Market Street, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Also next door is Mary's, who is a great seamstress. Our guest, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. And, you know, we're just talking because, here's the other good thing is I said, I have this little pain right here. And I talked to him during the break. he goes, oh, wow, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. He says, does it hurt when you push there? I said, yeah. He says, don't push there. Okay.
I have a question because, your expertise and you have so many expertise, so many things you're expert at. But you do colonoscopies. And are you seeing an increase in anything, or is it what's happening with people in their health today? I never asked you at the break if that was okay to ask you that.
No, absolutely. You can always, you see, the questions are always smart. Answers may not be, but I'll try.
Are you seeing anything different, meaning that, people are generally still healthy, or are you seeing an increase in...
So historically, risk of colon cancer seems to have been increasing for the last 50 years or so, whatever stats we have. Before that, we didn't have much stats, except in last decade. And the reason was probably because of more processed food, less fresh fruits, less vegetables, and the lifestyle changes, obesity, high blood sugars, they're all risk factors, smoking, they're all risk factors for colon cancer. So in last century, there was an increase in the colon pathologies, including the cancers. In just last few years, in a decade, we have seen the number of colon cancers death reducing primarily because of screening.
Okay.
And that has made a difference, that has made a dent in those death rates of early detection or taking the polyps out early, so the chances of polyps becoming a cancer is less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with our lifestyle over the last 100 years or so, definitely those risk factors have increased.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a trend in people with you personally in your practice with obesity?
Oh, yes. Obesity is a well-known factor. And certainly, obesity is on rise. It has not plateaued yet. In the last 50 years, we have become a more obese nation. And the world is also becoming more obese, but much more so in United States or some other countries which are well off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disease of surplus.
Well, when we were in Scotland and in Ireland and England, all we could say is that, we had 12 days but 10 ports. So we went to 10 different locations. And people walk. And you can eat. We never gained weight because did nothing but walk.
Right. Sedentary lifestyle.
It was fantastic. It made you feel like you're out with the fresh air. You wanted to, you felt like you were embracing.
You're absolutely right. And here's the thing. Of course, farming or the rural lifestyle has always been very active and healthy. But unfortunately, in last few decades, because of the mechanization of farms, because of the cars, modes of transportation, the lifestyle of small towns like Reading has become more sedentary. because you do not no longer are exercising in your home every day doing the daily chores. You're not washing your clothes with the hands. You're not doing so much of cleaning. You're using the vacuum machines, something like that, right? So because of that, right now, actually, if you see, the urban rate of obesity is less than the rural rate in this country, because in urban system, you don't want to have too much of driving, right? Because of the traffic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So people walk a lot. Mm-hmm. Because
like the big, large cities walk
right,
all the
right,
time
right.
Or use rapid transit.
Rapid transit. But that means they have to walk.
Yes. Yes.
And if you
upstairs,
have...
Upstairs, downstairs, get in the subway. Yes.
And if you have traveled in the metro of New York City or San Francisco, you have to fight your way in.
Yeah. Yeah.
in those trains. But in a place like Reading, we don't have that. So we mostly use car.
Mm-hmm. And gas is still cheap, no matter even though it's going up. Mm-hmm. Gas is cheap. Our urban transit system, the bus, isn't where it should be.
Yeah. So because of that, obesity is much more in the rural environment.
Isn't that interesting? And where you would think it might not be, but in the suburbs. And then with children, too.
Children.
Okay. Now, going back to, since we've
illegal aliens,
here,
we have a, you've got some graph.
Oh, yeah.
Some graphs.
This is how much we spend on it. And I really like what this says. Is that the adoption of new amnesty legislation, such as the Senate bill by the Gang of Eight, backed by the Obama administration, would not be an economic benefit to California taxpayers. Amnesty advocates assert that providing legal status to illegal aliens would reduce the cost of undocumented immigrants. That is akin to arguing that the way to reduce speeding on the highway is to abolish speed limits. Doing so would eliminate speeding, but it would not eliminate the danger of operating vehicles at excessive speed, and arguably would have had the opposite effect.
So the economic cost is a huge factor for us. $25 billion cost estimated in California, and our budget is what, $150 billion?
Something like that.
So that's 15% or so of the budget goes right there. However, what I want to point out is some other intangible ill effects on our country. And those are even more dangerous to us than the actual direct economic cost. First one in that is the language problem. There is such a big problem businesses and the local governments and state and the federal government too face today because of the mandate to provide a translation in other languages like Spanish. Now, Carl, would you like if I just talk in Hindi in my language here and you have to provide a translator for me? You wouldn't.
Nope.
But there's a mandate, like as a physician, if you have a private practice, it is your responsibility to provide a translator to someone who doesn't speak English. Why should it be my responsibility? Why should I pay for that translation? I, myself, could not speak a single sentence in English until I was 20 years old. When I went to med school, I couldn't speak in English at all. I could not understand spoken English, and I could barely read it, even though it was a second language for me. When I came to this country, I made sure that I learned to speak in English and understand it at least enough, if not a good quality, but at least enough so that I can get by, I can run my business, I can run my practice. I did not ask for anyone to translate for me. But the problem of the government mandating that is a big burden on businesses. And that's an economic cost which is not even measured. In addition to that, even bigger problem which I come to is balkanization, is ghettoization of our society. What this is doing is we have enclaves, especially in the major cities, where people don't speak English. Even the second generation immigrants in Spanish Harlem I worked, second generation people did not speak good English. That reduces their economic mobility, that increases the ghettoization, and worse than that, that fractures our society and politics on linguistic lines, on racial lines, on ethnic lines, and that allows politicians to exploit all of us, including the immigrants, including the illegal immigrants, including the working people and non-working people. That is the biggest problem we have with these policies. So you want immigration? Make it legal. Consistent application. Number two, no benefits for anyone except for in a dire situation. Very, very rare. Which should be applied anyway to anyone, including a citizen. Number three, no language benefits. Everyone should learn English. Number four, everyone should be willing to assimilate in this country. this country doesn't demand from you that you change your religion. It doesn't demand from you that you change your job or your education or your beliefs based on that. But we do demand that everyone is treated equally and everyone respects each other's freedom equally. Without that, we are in a grave danger.
How do we tip? I mean, we've only got like 1 minute left. And everything you're saying is just like music to my ears, and I agree with that. That's the backbone. It's a great way to bring it back. But how do we tip at this point? With the president and the politics that it seems that every soundbite that we're hearing is moving towards a socialization in a place that we've never been before. How do we tip back?
Go back to the soul of this country. The soul of this country, I'll again say, is in our Constitution, in the Declaration of Independence, when we consider all people equal under its creator and with equal rights. Go back to that. Apply that universally. You can't take anyone's fruit of labor and give it to anyone else. You can't force anyone to provide any service to anyone. Go back to these things, and that's the secret.
Okay. Our guest, Dr. Well, Paiyush Dhanuka.
You know what? Thank you so much.
Always,
you always
like having you on.
Light my fire.
And, you know, somebody that has come here and has seen what it's been on the other side.
Worked hard to become an American.
Right.
Thank you.
And tomorrow,
thank you for that.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we have Mark Baird on, who is one of the leaders in the state of Jefferson, and a number of other people coming on tomorrow morning. But remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We're not sure, but the U.S. may have killed one of Africa's top terror leaders. A member of the Somali group Al-Shabaab says its chief was in one of two vehicles hit by an American military strike last night in Somalia. But the spokesman isn't saying if the leader was among the six terrorists killed, and so far, mum's the word from the Pentagon. They're still on the run, 10 of 32 teens who escaped last night from a Nashville youth detention center.
They got out in the yard and then breached the fence. I understand they might have gone under it, but I'm not certain.
Rob Johnson with the State Department of Child Services talking with WKRN-TV. Halliburton agrees to pay $1.1 billion to settle a substantial portion of claims arising from the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Halliburton was BP's cement contractor on the drilling rig that exploded in the Gulf.